The following program is sponsored. The opinions and statements made by the hosts and guests do not necessarily reflect the views of WBOB or its parent company, the Chesapeake Portsmouth Broadcasting Corporation.
It's time now for Dan, the Insurance Man, your go-to guy for answers on all of your insurance questions for when life happens. And now, here's Dan Tuchman. Dan, the Insurance Man.
It is Tuesday afternoon, time for some insurance information and lots of it, lots of accurate information, and your questions too. And Dan will tell you how you can contact him today, since Dan looks like we're into a kind of a partial power failure with our telephone provider. So we're going to have to get those questions another way, and you've got the good idea.
That's right. Hey, AJ.
Good afternoon.
And you know, when you told me that we were having some technical difficulties, it came to my mind. I thought of the Clint Eastwood movie that he made back in the late 80s, early 90s, Heartbreak Ridge, where he played a Marine gunnery sergeant, and he was always telling his the Marines and the platoon he was in charge of that you had to adapt and overcome whatever situation you have. So yeah. So
that's
today, instead of calling the line for the to get on the air to ask your question, I'm going to ask you to go to Thomas & Associates website, healthinsurancethomas.com, and go to the online chat feature. It's in the lower right hand corner of the website, and start a chat session. And then ask your question, and it will pop up on my phone. I will get an alert on my phone, and I will be able to see that you're there, and I'll join your chat session, and I will I'll read off your question on the air, and I'll provide you the answer. And if you want me to reach you off the air, just let me know, and I'll follow up to you with a personal phone call. Either later on this evening when I'm back at the office from leaving the radio station, or tomorrow morning.
All right, Dan. And what's that web address again?
You're going to go to www.healthinsurancethomas.com, and then just go to the chat feature and start a chat.
So it's healthinsurancethomas.com. Okay.
You can also Google health insurance broker or something like that. We should show up on a Google search as well. Or you can do healthinsurancethomas.com and click on Google, and again you should find us. But again, use the online chat feature to ask your question, and we will it'll give me an alert on my phone, and I'll start the chat session. I'll read off your question, I'll give you the answer. If you even have a follow-up question, just continue on and just shoot me another little chat message, and I'll get the follow-up question as well.
All right, onward and upward. And you have some hot topics for insurance today.
Yeah, you know, we're gonna kind of continue about life insurance. I want to give you some tips and tricks about life insurance, some of the things that you can do with life insurance. I'm gonna do a book giveaway. I have some books here, Uncovered What Really Happens After the Storm, Flood, Earthquake, or Fire, by Mark Goldwich. I have a couple of books. I have a life insurance question, and I'm going to go ahead and pose the question right now. And then the way to provide the answer is not to call in, but to go to the website and start a chat session and shoot me the answer through the chat session.
All right.
But married couples out there. One spouse works, one stays home, takes care of the kids. It still happens today. We're not always a two-income household like everybody likes to think. Probably a majority are, but not all of them. So there was a study done that said, you know, hey, the non-working spouse who stays home and takes care of the kids and does everything else for the household, we want to try to put a dollar value on what they do. if they were working for somebody, how much would they earn in a year doing an equivalent job working for somebody else?
So a stay-at-home spouse,
male or female. And, you know, so they came up with a hard number, dollar number, of what their annual salary would be if they actually took a job doing the same thing that they do at the house, but doing it for a private individual.
And Something tells me it's probably more than you think it is.
Could very well be. So anyway, you want to go to healthinsuranceThomas.com, start a chat feature, and or a little chat session, and shoot me the answer. And I've got a couple of books to give away, so a little incentive to use that chat feature for today. You know, so we're gonna cover some life insurance tips and tricks, how you can get life insurance without necessarily having to go through all of the medical underwriting and the health, and just and not having to do like the blood work or the urine samples or any of the paramed stuff that that happens with life insurance. We're gonna talk about how you can kind of sidestep some of those requirements and still get your life insurance policy set up and started. And then we're going to kind of talk about Medicare. There are some changes going to happen in Medicare in the next few months, all of them all of them basically affecting people for 2020. So you're going to want to listen up. If you have a family member who's on Medicare, you want to kind of listen up on that subject matter. See if that's something that's might affect them, or maybe you know somebody who's going to be turning 65 here in the next few months, or maybe after the first of the year, and so this is something that that might affect them when they're turning 65. So, and then what else am we going to talk about today?
I know you can find it.
I can find it. You know, and we'll probably talk a little bit about homeowners insurance because, again, it is hurricane season. We've already kind of had
a little primer on that.
A little primer on that with Louisiana, and I don't even want to. I don't think it was ever officially a hurricane, Barry.
I think it was for about 45 minutes.
Okay, but it was typically more just a tropical storm that that went straight up Louisiana and the Mississippi, and did some
water
damage and a little bit of flooding. So we're going to talk about flood insurance. We're going to talk about homeowners insurance. We're going to talk about the hurricane season, and we're going to kind of get it all in. We're going to try to get it all in here in the next hour or so. And again, to start an online chat session that will come through on my phone, so I can answer your questions. You want to go to healthinsuranceThomas.com. And just use the little online chat feature. And there's AJ. He's giving me a 2-minute warning saying that in 2 minutes he's going to.
It's a little less than two,
but a little less than two now.
You were looking the other way.
So pretty soon we'll hear some music and then.
Yeah. See, now we can tell when a little broadcast to insider info when that music starts. That's 60 seconds to the break. Right. There you go.
So. All right, so I'm going to kind of leave things off. I'm just going to kind of chit-chat here. There's a lot of stuff going on politically. There's a lot of things happening politically, with Medicare, with the health insurance. Even though our government is somewhat dysfunctional and inactive about stuff, there are still some things that are going to be happening as far as health insurance that you should be aware of. So we might touch a little bit on health insurance as well. This particular day, because of technical difficulties with our phone system, the way to reach out to us with a question is to go to healthinsuranceThomas.com. That's healthinsuranceThomas.com, and go to the online chat feature. It's in the lower right-hand corner of the web browser screen, and just start a little chat feature. A little chat session, type in your question, and it'll come through to me, and I will I'll answer your question.
All right. Sounds great. Dan, the Insurance Man, returns just a couple minutes down the road right here on Talk Radio WBOB.
The Wright brothers, Laurel and Hardy, Ben and Jerry. History has shown that the right partner can make all the difference. The right partner provides expertise in the craft and the experience to deliver amazing results. Thomas & Associates in Jacksonville has been providing families with insurance guidance for almost 50 years. American Integrity Insurance is proud to partner with Dan Tuckman and the team at Thomas & Associates, providing Jacksonville with reliable, affordable home insurance, boaters insurance, golf cart coverage, and more. At American Integrity, we're Floridians too, so we know the unique challenges Florida homeowners face. And we have the financial strength to help you when you need us most. Couple that strength and experience with hardworking local agents like Dan, and you've got a partnership you can count on. Give Dan a call at 904-730-3900 and see how easy and affordable switching your home coverage to American Integrity can be.
His wife's words echoed in his mind.
You never fix anything around here.
Well, today that would change. He would fix the water heater. He'd show her that he was the handyman of this house. He was more than capable. Oh, no. Covered it. August 14th, 2008. Talk to farmers. We know a thing or two because we've seen a thing or two.
We are farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Underwritten by Farmers Truck Fire Insurance Exchanges and Affiliates. Products not available in every state.
Call the Jim Jordan Farmers Agency at 904-500-3900 for a quote today.
It is a horrible scenario, but it happens. Dennis writes about his wife. She was diagnosed with leukemia. In fact, she's a two-time survivor. And in the midst of all that, they ran up over $1 million in medical bills. Thankfully, they're Medishare members. And Dennis says they are so thankful for that, how others came together to meet their needs. And that's how so many Medishare members feel. This is not health insurance. It's different. You don't have to pay for things you don't believe in. And like Dennis found out, it just works. So if you join Medishare, not only do you save a lot of money, the typical family saves about $500 a month, but you know where your money's going each month. You're helping people. And if the time should come, they'll be helping and even praying for you. So yes, it's different. And as more than 400,000 people now know, when it comes to healthcare costs, different is beautiful. Find out more. Call 877-64-BIBLE. That's 877-64-BIBLE. 877-64-BIBLE.
Does your furnace need repair? Your house need cleaning? Or maybe you're ready to update your kitchen? Big or small, whatever your home improvement need, log on to handyman.homeadvisor.com. Home Advisor is a free online resource with instant access to top-rated remodelers, maids, handymen, roofers, and many other home contractors. It's easy and it's free. Just go to handyman.homeadvisor.com. Handyman.homeadvisor.com. That's handyman.homeadvisor.com.
With the answers to all of your insurance questions, let's get back to Dan the Insurance Man on AM 600 and 101.1 FM, Talk Radio WBOB.
After an early afternoon round of storms, looks like it's calmed down there some, but it's left our phone lines disabled for a bit. Our providers down right here. But I tell you what, Dan, the insurance man, is live and local in the studio right here in Jacksonville, and he's ready and prepared to answer your questions and give you the insurance information you need. Dan, go at it.
All right. Thanks, AJ. All right, guys. So again, our phone lines are down, unfortunately, because of the afternoon storm. And so Comcast apparently could not deal with the
ouch.
With the ouchie there. Couldn't deal with it. And our phone lines are out. So again, if you have a question for the show today, it's still simple to get a question to me. You can't call in, but you can go to healthinsurancethomas.com and go to the chat feature. And that chat feature is tied to my phone, and it will come through and you can type out your question and I'll answer your question live on the air, but you'll actually send it to me in writing. So if you're normally a little shy and don't want to get on the radio, here's a great way to send a question to me and get an answer to your insurance question. And again, I want to remind everybody, you don't have to ask me a question about what I'm talking about. Regardless of what your insurance, just ask, reach out and ask me whatever insurance question you have on your mind that deals with your situation. I am happy to answer it regardless of what I am talking about. So we're going to kind of pick up on life insurance again, I kind of touched on this last week. There was a good friend who passed away unexpectedly. And so I wanted to kind of go over life insurance again, some tips and tricks about things you can do that can help you get life insurance faster and easier. A lot of people are surprised. Pretty much, if you're between the ages of 18 and 49, most insurance companies, most life insurance companies, will have a an express underwriting or an express, I guess that's the right way of putting it, an express underwriting feature where they cut out some of the stuff that they might normally that they might normally ask for. So again, if you're between the ages of 18 and 49, most insurance companies have one of these express underwriting features where they don't order a paramedical exam. They don't necessarily order any doctor's records from your doctor. And it's all based on just a series of questions. So based on how you answer the questions they ask you over the phone, they make a yes or no decision right then and there to either issue a life insurance policy or get the additional information. So again, it's pretty easy. Oh, and you're asking, and then you're probably wondering, well, how much life insurance is it? Just $25,000 or $50,000? No. Again, depending on the company, you can go up as high as about $500,000 in coverage and still get and qualify for one of these express underwriting options where they just don't ask any, where they don't get any supporting documentation from your doctor. It's all based on a series of questions that are asked right over the phone to you. So they don't ask for any blood work, any urine samples, or anything like that. So just a quick trick of how to get life insurance issued to you a little bit faster than normal. You know, and then there's all sorts of underwriting classifications. So you could be preferred. You could be non-tobacco, which means you don't smoke, you don't dip, you don't chew, anything. You don't do anything with tobacco. And then here's a nice little thing. Not every insurance company treats tobacco the same way. There are actually some insurance companies that say, hey, you can smoke up to one cigar a month, and we still treat you as a non-tobacco user. And then you might say to yourself, well, hey, well, what if I use medical marijuana? Well, the insurance companies are kind of coming around to that, each one a little bit differently and each one in kind of their own time and way. But in general, what they're doing as far as the use of medical marijuana, they're treating it as a medication and are not making and do not treat it as a as something that is like a tobacco product. And if it is a recreational use marijuana, they treat it as a smoker. They can treat it as a smoker. They can say we're not going to write it. They can treat you as a smoker. And some insurance companies are treating you as a non-smoker. With recreational use of marijuana. But if you're in good shape, if you've got a good height weight profile, you can get what's known as a preferred status. That discounts the rate that you'll pay for the life insurance policy. And you can go with preferred. You can go with there's an ultra standard, there's a standard, there's preferred, there's a preferred elite, standard select, ultra standard, and then a regular standard, which is just average, run of the mill. If you are a smoker, they have two classification codes, either standard tobacco or preferred tobacco. And you might say, well, how do I know if I get preferred tobacco? Well, you get preferred tobacco if you've got no blood pressure issues, your cholesterol's in range, No super high blood sugars. So, you know, you're not necessarily a type 2 diabetic. And even if you are a type 2 diabetic, you can still qualify for preferred rating. Again, depending on the insurance company. And then, of course, your height and weight ends up making that making up for that as well. So, again, there's all sorts of things that you can do that can help get you life insurance on the in a quick and timely manner without going through a whole lot of underwriting. It's all done just through a series of questions. If you have any questions about this process, feel free to reach out to me. You can either do it through the online chat feature at and ask a question on today's show, or you can go to or you can give me a call off the air at Thomas & Associates, and that number is area code 904-730-3900. Just remember to call after 6 p.m. tonight, when I'll be back at the office, or tomorrow morning sometime. You can reach out to me, and I can help you with your life insurance questions. Again, for today's show, for the giveaway, you got to use the chat feature. But if you go to healthinsurancethomas.com and use the chat feature, give me a number as to where what you think a non-working spouse, what their income would be if they were actually working for somebody and doing everything they do for the family, but doing it for this one individual, how much they would potentially make as an annual salary. So come back out, give me a guess. As long as you're within plus or minus say $10,000 of the number I have here in front of me, I'll get you a book from Mark Goldwich, an independent public adjuster, and he's got a great book with some tips and tricks on what you do if you need to do a homeowner's claim. So again, healthinsurancethomas.com. The online chat feature, and I can answer your questions about life insurance or any type of information. And not all life insurance companies are made equally. They're all different. They all kind of have their strengths and their weaknesses, and each life insurance company has their own way of processing a policy, but all of them have what's known as an express underwriting feature, and that gets you a life insurance policy very quickly, and get your family protected the way they should be. So here's the other thing that you need to take into account, that when it comes to life insurance, getting it started is the important part. So when you are getting a life insurance policy, you're always going to be asked, you want to go ahead and make that initial premium. And the answer to that question is yes, you want to get that initial premium paid when you're submitting the application. And there's a good reason for that. And that is that if something were to happen to you and you were to die, if the insurance company was going to issue you the policy, they will pay that claim, even though they've only ever received one premium payment, which is the binder payment when you submitted the application. So it is important that when you're doing a life insurance policy, you always pay that first month premium and bind the policy and make it a lasting contract, because if something were to happen to you, mm-mm, and the insurance company would have normally issued the policy to you, your family gets the money.
Well, you never know. Even if you're perfectly healthy when you're in this process, it's always prudent to go ahead and do that, isn't it?
It is. It is. So, and I saw the little sign. We've got the music. So,
we're going to roll up into some news, some weather, some traffic, some finance stuff, and back to Dan, the insurance man, just minutes away right here. Talk Radio WBOB.
Talk Radio. AM 600, 101.1 FM, WBOB.
With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says President Trump is not a racist after Mr. Trump tweeted over the weekend that if four congresswomen don't like the U.S., they should return to their native countries. McConnell said at a news conference Tuesday that political rhetoric has gotten way, way overheated across the political spectrum. He pointed to Democratic comments saying, "We've seen the far left throw accusations of racism at everyone." A lawyer says Officer Daniel Pataleo is gratified that the Justice Department carefully reviewed his case rather than what he calls the lies and inaccuracies surrounding it. The government announced on Tuesday that it decided not to bring civil rights charges against Pataleo in connection with Eric Garner's 2014 death. Attorney Stuart London said Pataleo used techniques approved by the New York Police Department while arresting Garner. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 23 points. This is SRN News.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid? WBOB traffic.
You're seeing delays on the West Beltway because of a crash on 295 northbound before US 17 Roosevelt Boulevard heading toward Orange Park. Also, a multi-vehicle accident on Butler Boulevard heading west at I-95. And there's another crash in St. Johns County on I-95 southbound at the busy County Road 210 exit. Partly cloudy tonight, low 75. Wednesday, mostly sunny and hot, high 95.
Stay cooler with Bueller.
Never complain about the Florida heat again. When it comes to superior service, Bueller Air Conditioning is at the top of the class. From heating and cooling to indoor air quality and maintenance plans, you'll always receive grade A service. And it shows with a 5-star rating. Bueller Air Conditioning, excellent and trusted. The coolest AC guys in the business, serving Jacksonville and the beaches.
Remember to stay cooler with Bueller. Visit BuellerAir.com. License number CAC 1816716.
I'm Lou Dobbs. A big court victory for the Trump administration. Retail sales lead off solid news on the economy. And Barney's New York pondering bankruptcy. Those stories next.
I'm Bobby Richards with today's 1 Minute Money Report. The New York Times recently reported on an unusual way Americans are making money. They found over 10,000 people who broke the golden rule of investing and became millionaires. The stories included people from all walks of life, including writers, professional bowlers, and blues guitarists, even a set of grandparents.
We broke the golden rule of investing and turned $16,000 into $2 million.
And here's one person who agrees with what they're doing, Warren Buffett. He says blindly following Wall Street's golden rule is just protection against ignorance. And Alexander Green, perhaps the top stock picker in America, told his 140,000 followers that if they break this rule, they can retire on just one investment. His video immediately went viral. You can view it for yourself at onestockretirement.com and decide if you should break the golden rule too. Again, that's onestockretirement.com. If your retirement isn't what you want it to be, go see what 10,000 people have already used to become millionaires.
A federal appellate court in Washington has dealt a major blow to labor unions over get-tough work rules imposed by the Trump administration. President Trump signed executive orders making it easier to fire federal employees. Their union went to court, but today's decision reversed lower court rulings. Plenty of positive economic news today. Retail sales up nearly 0.5% last month, the fourth straight increase. Wells Fargo Bank earnings up to more than $6 billion. And profits at Johnson & Johnson soared by more than 40% in the second quarter. On Wall Street, stocks closing slightly lower today. The Dow Jones Industrials fell 24 points from its record high. Clothing retailer Barney's New York considering its options, including bankruptcy, as it continues to battle online competition. Please join me for Lou Dobbs tonight, 7 o'clock and 10 Eastern, on the Fox Business Network. This is the Lou Dobbs Financial Report.
Now, back to Dan, the insurance man, your go-to guy for all of your insurance questions on AM 600 and 101.1 FM, Talk Radio WBOB.
All right, we're back on a Tuesday afternoon with Dan, the insurance man, and all the information that you need about insurance and even more. And there's going to be a special way to contact Dan this afternoon. He's got all that info right here. Dan?
All right. So again, our phones are out because of the afternoon thunderstorm. And so the way to reach the radio program today will be to go to the Thomas & Associates website, healthinsurancethomas.com, and use the online chat feature, start a chat session, and type out your question. It will come through onto my phone here at the here in the studio, and I will read your question on the air, and then I'll provide the answer. If you so don't hesitate, reach out, ask me your question. Especially if you're a little shy and you don't normally call the radio station.
Might be a way to do it.
You know, you can use the online chat feature.
In case some people are wondering, you're under no obligation with Thomas Insurance to pose the question even through the chat feature.
That's correct. You're not. That's a good point, AJ. Yeah, there's no obligation. You're not promising to purchase anything. We're not promising to sell you anything. You're just using that chat feature to get through to me. And so I can answer your question that you may have. And again, regardless of what I am talking about, you can ask me your question on any insurance subject.
Any insurance question.
Great. Doesn't matter. I'm happy to answer it. And again, there's a little competition. All you got to do, but you do have to use the online chat feature to get the answer to me, because again, our phone lines are not working. And that question and the question is, how much a non-working spouse, everything they do, if they were actually working for someone, how much would they make per year? And you just have to come in close. It doesn't have to be exact. You just got to be plus or minus, say, $10,000 a year from the number in front of me. And you get a free book by a good buddy of mine, Mark Goldwich, who's an independent public adjuster. And he's got a book, Uncovered, What Really Happens After the Storm, Flood, Earthquake, or Fire. Things that you should know about when you're going to file a claim with an insurance company. So, you know, last segment we were talking about life insurance. This segment, we're going to kind of talk about Medicare. There's a lot of things that are happening with Medicare right now. Most of them good. I'm not going to say that there's a lot of negative out there. I think the biggest takeaway, the biggest negative, is that there's going to be a change starting January 1 of 2020 for the Medigap or supplemental plans that are going to be available to everybody out there. So right now the most favorite plan that I want to say probably 99% of people enroll into is what's known as the F plan. F as in Frank, and that's a plan that pretty much you pay a monthly premium, and that's all you pay. You pay that monthly premium, but when you go to the doctor, go into the hospital, nobody asks you for any money. It's just everything's just covered 100%. Kind of works that way because with Medicare, with a Medicare supplement or Medigap plan, that name is supplement and Medigap is kind of interchangeable here. You're on original Medicare, and they pay that 80% of the bill, and then the Medigap or supplement plan, it will pay the remaining 20%. And so with the F plan, it's all covered. You just make a monthly premium every month, and then that's it. You never have to pay for anything else. But as all good things come to an end, so is the F plan. Medicare has decided that it's not really a plan that they want in the system. And so that plan is being retired. Now, if you already are on it, don't worry. You're grandfathered. You get to keep it. But beginning January 1, 2020, the F plan is no longer available for new people to enroll into. Along with the F plan, not only is the F plan being retired, but so is the C plan, C as in cat. That plan is going away as well. And the reason for that is that there is a feature in both the F plan and the C plan that is paid for by the insurance companies, and that is the Part B deductible. Currently, that Part B deductible is set at about $185. I think it's either $185 or $185.50. But the bottom line is that Medicare kind of doesn't want the insurance companies paying that Part B deductible. So they're retiring, they're making the insurance companies retire these two plans so that you have to kind of reach into your pocket for that Part B deductible every year. And the reason for that is that Medicare feels that, rightly or wrongly, they feel that people who do not have to pay this Part B deductible every year, that they just, if the doctor says, hey, get this test, they just say yes. And it creates additional claims, which means that the government's paying out more money on these claims, which is increasing how much they pay for. So their goal is to come back and make it so that Medicare recipients have to reach into their pocket for some portion of their health care throughout the year, so that if the doctor says, hey, get this test, that you, the patient, will go to your doctor and say, well, why? Is it necessary? Because I'm going to have to pay for some portion of it.
So they want to kind of bring those expenses down, and it's, in a sense, less consideration for the patients. But imagine that. But the thing is, now, if you're even thinking, you're on the fence about this, you should be listening to Dan right here, right now. And I would think that you're still able to purchase these plans, because you said earlier that these particular plans are grandfathered, but not until the 1st of January 2020.
Correct. So, yes. So if you are turning 65 this year, it's going to be important that you make a decision. Do you want this plan? Do you want this plan or you don't? Because come January 1, 2020, you're not necessarily going to have the option to get into it.
Wow. So I guess that kind of puts the heat on in a way, doesn't it?
It does.
Puts the pressure on a little bit.
It does. So as long as you get the plan this year, 2019, you've got it, you get to keep it, and you get to move on.
And they can't pull this at this point. They can't pull that away if you've already got it in effect because of the grandfather clause.
Correct.
Okay.
You know, that's something that you need to take into, again, that's something you need to take into account. While they are making it a little bit more difficult with the supplemental plans, they're actually doing some things on what are known as Medicare Advantage plans, where they're starting to relax the rules and allowing the insurance companies to add more features to these plans.
So there is an upside to this.
There is. What they really want is they want more people on the Medicare Advantage plans. And that's because there's less cost for Medicare when you're on a Medicare Advantage plan.
Because the insurance company is really
on the hook
for
the claim. Yeah. That's correct. So that's something that they're doing, and it's something that they want to do. My personal opinion is that, you know, here in 2020, we're probably not going to see a dramatic increase in what you would pay for the Part B annual deductible. But by, I think, 2021, 2022, 2023, I think that's when we're going to start seeing Medicare start to up that Part B deductible, so that they put more pressure on people to question their doctor as to whether it's a medically necessary test or not.
Right. So those portions they pull out every month from your Social Security, if you're at that point, then they would increase, right, eventually?
Well, actually, no, that's kind of confusing.
All right. Well, that's a question I would have.
Yeah. So there's a, how much time do we have left?
Oh, we've only got about 30 seconds.
All right. So I'll see if I can get to the answer in 30 seconds. So there's a Part B annual premium that comes out of your Social Security check.
Mm-hmm.
And then, I don't know why they did this, they also created what's known as a Part B annual deductible for medical expenses.
And that'll be explained a little further here, maybe in about two or three minutes. Okay.
That's when we're
coming back. All right. Thanks, Dan. Right back in just a flash right here. Talk Radio WBOB.
Over the past 2 years, your home has likely increased considerably in value. In fact, depending on where you live and many other factors, your home has probably increased at least 10% in the last 24 months. And many homes are appraising at increases of 25% or more. So, are you insured for the difference? If you haven't requoted your home insurance lately, the answer could be no. Requote your home today with American Integrity's online quote tool. It's fast, stress-free, and completely anonymous. And best of all, it's free. At American Integrity, we're Floridians just like you, so we know that a big storm isn't a matter of if, but when. And we have the financial strength to help you when you need us most. If you've never compared rates on your home insurance, don't wait. There's a chance you might not be insured for the true value of your home. Visit WeProtectJacksonville.com to use our free online quote tool. Get a free quote today at WeProtectJacksonville.com.
The forensic analyst searched for clues to the house fire.
Could that be...
starch? Suddenly it came together. The fire was started by...
an over-microwaved potato?
Covered. July 25th, 2015. Talk to farmers. We know a thing or two because we've seen a thing or two.
We are farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Underwritten by Farmers Truck Fire Insurance Exchanges and Affiliates. Products not available in every state.
Call the Jim Jordan Farmers Agency at 904-500-3900 for a quote today. Sean Robinson Realty has the ultimate real estate proposition for you. Own your own home. Sean Robinson Realty has likely sold or listed a property near you. If you close a home with Sean Robinson Realty, he'll give you a brand new big screen HD TV. Call 904-77-SEAN. That's 904-77-SHAWN. Sean Robinson Realty is your one stop for all of your real estate needs. Residential sales, commercial leases, or property management. Locally owned and operated by people who know your community. If you're looking to buy or sell a home or commercial property, don't waste your time. Call Sean Robinson Realty. Imagine getting a free big screen HD TV upon closing. Sean Robinson Realty will do it. Call 904-77-SEAN. That's 904-777-4296. 904-77-SEAN. Sean Robinson Realty.
Are you tired of pre-recorded financial shows that try to scare you into buying annuities and life insurance products? I'm Steve Van Wee.
And I'm Adam Van Wee. Together we host the Van Wee Financial Hour, live every Saturday morning at 10 a.m. Van Wee Financial is a fee-only financial planning and asset management company here on Florida's First Coast.
We bring you current financial information and analysis without the scare tactics.
Most of all, we answer your financial and investing questions live on the air.
Tune into the Van Wee Financial Hour and call us every Saturday morning at 10 right here on AM 600 and FM 101.1 WBOB.
Your go-to guy for all of your insurance questions. Let's get back to Dan the Insurance Man on AM 600 and 101.1 FM Talk Radio WBOB.
Even though Mother Nature rules, when these thunderstorms get a little unruly, Dan, looks like the electronics has returned and we've got our phone lines. So our regular way to communicate with Dan, if you have any questions that the information he's been talking about over the past few minutes, 904-831-0600. Our request line is open, live and local here in Jacksonville. If you want to talk to Dan or ask a question, all you have to do is give us a call. Dan?
All right. Thanks, AJ. Again, so it looks like our phone lines are up and running again. So again, 904-831-0600. And, you know, we've got this last segment. And so if you call in, you still have a chance to win a free book. All you got to do is, you know, give us a guess on what you believe a stay-at-home spouse, what their annual income would be if they actually went to work and did everything that they do for the household for a private individual. How much would they make per year? And I'm going to be kind of liberal on this. You don't have to get the exact number. Just, you know, plus or minus $10,000. So give us a call, 904-831-0600. And let's give away a couple of books before the show ends. Ooh, and I see a flashing light. I think that means we have a caller. So, all right. So AJ had mentioned some stuff about Medicare, and we were kind of talking about the Part B annual deductible, and that. So again, there's two Part Bs, and so to kind of clear that up, there's the Part B annual. There's the Part B premium. That's what comes out of your Social Security check. It's currently $135.50. I don't know if that'll be going up for 2020. Medicare has not made a decision on that yet. And then there is what's known as a Part B deductible, annual deductible. That number is currently around $185. It usually goes up with the cost of inflation, so I would expect a 2%, maybe a 3% increase on that for 2020. So again, so it's a little bit confusing, but hopefully that clears it up. If it didn't, you can always call the radio show and we'll go over it again, or you can call me off the air, 904-730-3900 at Thomas & Associates.
Hey, Dan, can you field a question here?
I certainly can.
We have Phil on the line. He has a Medicare question for you.
Hey, Phil, go right ahead. Hello, Phil.
He should have been there. All right. Well, we'll have to double check that out. It should be working. But
Phil, if you're listening,
hang on. Maybe we can get him here. Go ahead.
Phil, you there? Phil, nope.
Well, we're going to have to reset something else. Apparently, sorry about that.
All right, Phil, if you're listening, give us a try again in about a minute and see if you can get through. Looks like we're still maybe experiencing some slight technical difficulties on the phone system, but I don't think it's about getting in on the line. I think it's about getting the lines to pick up correctly. But we'll get it straightened out. So again, there are some changes to Medicare that are going to be happening for 2020. What's happening with the supplement or Medigap plans is probably one of the biggest, in that they're going to be retiring two of the plans, the F as in Frank plan and the C as in Cat plan. And again, both of those plans currently cover that Part B annual deductible, medical deductible for medical procedures and doctor's visits. And so Medicare wants you, the Medicare beneficiary, to be a little bit more responsible with medical procedures and tests and going to the doctor and making sure that doctors are not abusing the medical claims process. But then again, that's kind of the negative side. On the positive side, Medicare is relaxing the rules a little bit on how a Medicare Advantage plan, some of the benefits and features that you can get using a Medicare Advantage plan. So that's a positive, that they're relaxing these rules. They're allowing the insurance companies to add more features and benefits, which has always been a little bit of a tough sticking point. And so I think that what that's going to do is that's going to start putting a little bit more competition out there. And also enticing people to come in and use a Medicare Advantage plan versus a supplement. Now, one of the nice things about a Medicare Advantage plan is that, unlike a supplement where you pay a monthly premium for a supplement, the typical Medicare Advantage plan, especially here in the state of Florida, is a zero premium. So you pay zero for it per month. Now, the downside to that is that when you go to the doctor, you will pay a copay or coinsurance or something with the plan. So there are, like I said, there are some differences. There are some things that you have to kind of take into account. But the big difference is that with a supplement or Medigap plan, you pay a monthly premium, but you typically don't pay when you go to the doctor. And with a Medicare Advantage plan, you typically do not pay a premium, but you will pay a copay or coinsurance when you do go to the doctor. But you'll get some added benefits and features as well. Some of the Advantage plans out there now, they offer hearing aid benefits, They offer free transportation to get you to and from the doctor. They offer dental and vision benefits. Again, not all plans offer the same benefits at all times or the same benefits, but they all tend to offer something. It's they all kind of have their little give and takes and their own way of trying to compete and get you to pay attention to their plan versus somebody else's. But a Medicare Advantage plan is a good way to save a significant amount of money per year in premiums, especially if you're healthy and you don't necessarily go to the doctor a lot. So something to take into account with Medicare. Again, if you have a question, you can reach me off the air at 904-730-3900. Phil, that goes out to you. Feel free again to reach out to me off the air. I'm happy to answer your question off the air as well. Again, so to reach me at Thomas & Associates, you can do that calling 904-730-3900.
Well, Phil had an interesting question. He will probably contact you after the show at some point or in the next day or two, but he's, still works, still, apparently he's past 65, but he never registered with Medicare at 65. And as far as he understands, there might be some kind of a penalty for that, but that may be out of the insurance purview. So that's maybe the question he has.
Yeah, now, if so.
But he does have an insurance in place from his employment, I believe.
Well, that actually poses a pretty good question. That's actually a pretty good question for Medicare. So, if you're over the age of 65, and you're still working for your employer and you're still getting your insurance through
insurance
your employer,
benefits, right?
Then I'll tell you what's most likely going to happen. With a person in a situation like that, what's going to happen is when they do decide to retire, Medicare is going to come back and they're going to say, hey, you never turned on your Medicare when you were supposed to.
At 65.
So let's say a person is 68.
Mm-hmm.
Medicare is going to come back and say, well, we're going to penalize you 10%. For not turning on your Part B
now,
Medicare.
Do they charge 10% more or do you get 10% less benefits? How does that work?
They charge you 10% more on your Part B premium.
Because you weren't on time and that procrastination will cost you.
Right. But here's the interesting thing. If you are working for an employer and you have their group benefits.
That's his question, really.
Right. You have to supply that information. You've got to supply that information to Medicare, and then Medicare will waive the penalty.
Oh, they will. But at the point that he retires or approaches and Medicare,
that's correct.
So he doesn't have to do it at 65 either way.
No,
as long as he's had proof that he's had insurance the entire time.
Correct. That there's been no gap.
All right. There we go. That probably answers Phil's question. Good one.
It is. That was a very good question. And I hear the music. How much time do we have left, AJ?
Right now, we've got about, I would say, probably 5 seconds.